Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. During the Great War, the post office played a vital role in helping families stay in touch. As well as the main sorting offices in the larger cities, there were many sub-post offices in smaller towns, sending letters to the troops at the front and delivering them back home. It was a finely tuned, efficient operation. Historian David Truesdale takes a look at one such post office in Cumber, County Down.
Well, I'm looking at an old postcard, when you think of it, probably 100 years old, and it shows Cumber Post Office as it existed in the 1912-1913 era. In the original postcard, the next door neighbour was a hardware shop, and today we have both a Chinese restaurant and an Indian restaurant. Letters to the serving soldiers were obviously very important from the morale point of view, and letters home from the front were also important because in that way they led the families to believe that everything was all right. And actually, if you read the majority of letters written from the Western Front to the home during the war, these men could almost have been on holiday.
I had a letter from Norman this morning. He is out in the trench at the present and he is still keeping safe and well. He doesn't say much about his life, told me a little about the trenches. He says you never see the enemy at all. They are in dugouts at present on the banks of some canal. He says it is beautiful, just like the Lagan. He bids me tell you to tell Father not to worry, as he never was better in his life, physically, than he is now. Private Duncan Davison, A Company, 14th Battalion, Royal Irish Rifles.
Well, when you consider that a letter written in Ireland, posted, you know, on a Monday, was delivered to the recipient in France on a Tuesday, and if the man you wrote to had the time, you could have a reply on the Wednesday, and that is a tremendous means of communication.
Just a few lines to let you know how I am getting on. We have arrived in France and are within the sounds of the guns. We shall be going into the trenches soon. I would like you to send me something out, such as socks and a light shirt, a khaki one if you can manage, and a pair of light drawers. And if you can send me some steaks and matches, and something to eat and a tin of salt. You could send a tin of cocoa and some sugar and a tin of milk. You can send me a few pence. But in the parcel as a postal order is no good. Tell Tommy to tell Mabel Duff and Cassie Irvine I was asking for them, and Hattie, and tell them all to write. Rifleman Norman Davidson, B Company, 2nd Battalion, Royal Irish Rifles.
Parcels were sent out on a regular basis. Men would have requested extra stocks, tobacco, cigarettes, something nice for a cup of tea. To give you an example of how efficient the Postal Service was during the Great War, Private Jim Brown, who was wounded at the Battle of the Somme on the 1st of July, he was one of the lucky ones who was picked up relatively quickly from the battlefield and he was shipped back to a field hospital. He wrote to his sister in Bangor and asked her for a copy of the Bangor Spectator. And he recorded in his diary that his sister bought the paper first thing on Friday morning, posted it, and the newspaper was delivered to him in his hospital ward at lunchtime the following day.
Dear Lily, I've been feeling so fed up and homesick lately that I felt I would like to write to you. You don't mind, do you? I hope you're all well at home and that you have had a good summer. It's wearing round. Christmas will be here before we know where we are and, I hope, the end of the war. 2nd Lieutenant Brian Boyd, 14th Royal Irish Rifles.
If you look at the photograph of Cumbria Post Office, it's a small building. Yet thousands of men from North Down served during the war. And a lot of their mail would have got, you know, of the men living locally would have gone through Cumber. So whoever was, you know, those who were working in the sub post office, they would have seen these letters go out, and they of course would have had the replies pass through their hands on the way back. And it must have been quite heartbreaking when they knew that, you know, the men that the families they knew had died, and letters were being returned unopened, which would have happened quite frequently.
Cumber, in County Down. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.